One man can change the world with a bullet in the right place.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the New to Pew podcast. I'm the Bagman, your co-host, with my dear darling and best buddy pal, Mr. Max Fallis. Give it up for him, goddammit.
Yes! We have flipped the script on you, ladies and gentlemen. The Bagman is doing the intros, but we forgot the magical question.
Who the fuck is that guy?
Now, it's me.
I was the first Conor McGregor. I was kind of
Max Fallis, ladies and gentlemen. As the Bagman said, give it up for me, goddammit. Because I'm pushing buttons and I'm getting back in the zone. We took a couple days or weeks off. We had some stuff going on, some things going on, of course. 3D printing. We got 3D printers in the circle now, and we've explored the plastic PLA worlds. Thanks to our friends over at Stuffin' Things for sponsoring the show. Give it up for them, goddammit. They have broken the seal, and now the Bagman and Max himself are both 3D printing addicts, I guess.
Nerds.
Nerds. There you go. 3D
We're
printing
nerds.
We've been getting on that PLA, baby. Or are we going? We ordering about the spools over here, you know, because Amazon. See, now Amazon's not so bad because we're ordering crazy amounts of PLA.
I'm buying about a kilo, if you know what I'm saying.
That's right, baby. Getting that fresh, uncut PLA. So, it's time to catch up, see what we've been doing and how exactly we have been doing it, sir. How you been, sir?
Busy, as you well know, because
yes.
You've been busy too.
Life
so
gets in the way.
It's been several weeks of working overtime and working hard and sneaking in some range trips and all those good things so we can get some time on the Kel-Tec CMR-30 outfitted with great stuff and things from our friends over at Stuff and Things, including their vertical foregrip, magazine extension, and miniature charging handle. It's actually like reduced in size. Normally when you upgrade a charging handle, it gets bigger, but in this case it went smaller. So it's their low profile charging handle, which unfortunately did not work on mine. It seems that Kel-Tec made a couple of minor changes to the firearm, and therefore we're not going to be able to use that particular product. Ian will know, and they said they're going to make some adjustments and changes, and we'll figure it out later. But the vertical grip is awesome. The magazine extension is awesome, right? Going from a 30-round magazine to a 50-round magazine is awesome. Stuffing an entire box of ammunition into one magazine, awesome.
Yeah.
The look on your face when I started loading that magazine, and you're like, what are you doing? Was awesome.
It just kept going and going and going and going. And I think they should codename it Chocolate Thunder and only print
nice.
It in brown because it has a chocolate bar aesthetic, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm just throwing it out there, guys. Chocolate Thunder. It's a good code name for a nice product. I'm looking forward to checking out their trigger. Once we get that installed in the old AR, I think we may have to come up with a cool code name for that. Maybe Finger Popper.
Ian sent me their adjustable flat face trigger.
Or something overtly, weirdly sexual, but still funny.
Well, unfortunately, see, now that's the funny thing is they see the flat face adjustable trigger instead of the dong trigger that they also make. The dong was out of stock. So maybe we'll have to get you a dong trigger.
Does it come in black?
Of course.
Yes.
I might have to get you a bigger trigger guard to make it fit, though.
Hey, boner.
Yes. So, a whole entire box in a magazine. Great idea.
50 rounds of .22 Winchester Magnum rifle.
So,
yeah.
Just run me through what we were shooting it out of first.
Okay, so it's a Kel-Tec CMR-30, which is another one of like the weird things that Kel-Tec makes. It ran great, which is a plus, but it's got some kind of unique features, as is the Kel-Tec way.
Mm-hmm.
So ambidextrous, non-reciprocating charge handle on the forearm. So not quite MP5, not quite ACR, but somewhere along those lines. And they're kind of big. It's like a backward shark fin that's on there. And that's why stuff and things came up with the low profile charging handle. Unfortunately, it wouldn't latch in a position because it looks like Kel-Tec made some changes from the last time that they spec'd out the part. So that was not going to work for me because I want the non-reciprocating charging handle to not reciprocate, which means it's not supposed to move around. And if it's not going to latch into place, it's going to start moving around.
Gotcha.
And that can lead to malfunctions and other problems and the kind of stuff and things you don't want.
No.
So the other part that we added to that was their vertical foregrip, which again has that chocolate bar pattern to match the pattern that's on the pistol grip of the CMR30. They also add it's a neat design, and it probably wouldn't be bad on any firearm where you want a vertical grip, because they also have a little bit of a hand stop on the front of it. So if you're putting that on something with a short hand guard, it's going to keep your hand from moving forward onto the barrel. If you're using a traditional boxer grip, and if you're using that more like a, you know, a pull point for like a thumb over grip, it's pretty neat. It goes on easy. It was really solid. Didn't budge. So that was good. But the most exciting thing is certainly that 20-round magazine extension.
The front.
So long, you're going to gag on it. So it's a mag-gagazine.
Oh, my.
Excuse me. Ladies and gentlemen, we're definitely back at it now. We're waking up, ladies and gentlemen. So with my big Desert Eagle hands, I had no problem gripping this thing.
Right.
Looking at it now as I look at it on my phone, just to remember touching it and feeling it and how good it felt. And like the forward stop didn't get in the way whatsoever. So it was spaced very well away from, you know, away from where my fingers would grip around. I'd be interested.
Good ergonomics.
Yeah, I'd be interested in putting that on my AR to feel how like my lowercase C clamp grip would work with that as well, going back and forth. Being that the Kel-Tec was fairly small compared to what I'm used to, it wasn't an option as far as going out for a long grip. And then having the adjustable stock, again, something I'm not used to because we were over in Freedom Country in Pennsylvania, not here in Dirty Jersey where you can only possess a slingshot. So that was a little bit
of an slingshots are banned in New Jersey. Get that right.
Shit, I'm sorry. I keep forgetting to refresh the rules page. So it took a little bit to get used to shrinking down for that feeling. For the management, but the grip was great, and you know, I would like to pop that off and actually try it on my AR for a go round or two, just to feel that.
Do that
compared to the what's the one that you gave me there, the one that I had, the little one that I got on the front of my AR.
That's the Mission First Tactical.
Okay, shout out to them.
That mounts right to the
QD. What is it? Q-lock?
M-lock? No.
M-lock. Yeah, is that so this is Picatinny rail, right? The stuff and things?
Yes, that one mounts to the Picatinny rail. The stuff and things mounts to the pick rail.
Okay.
Where the Mission First mounts direct to
the M-lock. Okay. Yeah, I'd like to give that a shot. I dug it. I can see it being not only just for the Kel-Tec, but definitely something that somebody could put on their AR and or whatever.
It's really not going to feel out of place on anything where you want to put a vertical grip. You know, it's got a little bit of an angle to it. It's not perfectly vertical, so it's a good option. You're not stuck in a really tight box grip with it. Mm-hmm. Said there's a little bit of space between the grip and the hand stop at the front, and the fact that hand stop is integrated is pretty cool too.
Yeah, it's almost like a 2-for-1. It's a good good package deal. Speaking of packaging, I seriously want you guys to package these magazines like chocolate bars, like wrapping and the whole nine, like just steer into the turn, guys. I'm calling you out. You know, I'm sure that there's some sort of packaging that they got when you buy it, but it definitely should. They should contact Kurt over at Stuck Knot, have him design some nice chocolate bar aesthetic.
A Willy Wonka-esque chocolate wrapper.
Yes.
Golden ticket.
There you
Kel-Tec go. Kel-Tec CMR30 Stuff and Things mag extension.
Yep.
delicious, nutritious.
Yeah, come up with a whole nutrition bar on the back of like stats. Right. You know how much lead could be inside of it. You know,
and only 50 calories.
Little surprises around every corner, but nothing dangerous.
Ba-doom.
Because it's now a 50-round capacity.
Yeah,
sure. Yeah, go nuts with it.
Steer into the turn, guys. Go for it. You know, packaging is important. You know, it's part of the whole marketing thing, and you got a product on the market, and it'll catch people's eyes. Imagine going to a gun show and seeing it on a
table. Or if nothing else, let's make a sticker and throw it in the mix.
That too. Yeah. You heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen. New to Pew is helping out stuff and things with some cool advertising ideas, putting it out into the universe. So maybe they'll catch
and
the vibe.
Creating more work for Kirk for its Stuck.com Customs.
It's business,
that
man.
That poor guy does not get a break.
It's all referrals, man. It's all referrals. That's how networks work. That's how networks work. You know, we bring business, we shift it all around. Absolutely. I got to shoot 45 ACP out of a 1911 on our last little range trip.
Shot a grown-up 1911, yeah.
Sausages, ladies and gentlemen. Shooting fucking sausages compared to my 9mm. These little chunky little baby fingers that were I was loading into a magazine like plonk, plonk, plonk. And, of course, size does matter, and I noticed the size immediately, like, whoa, bro, this is, yeah, here, have a man's gun.
So, well, it was so funny because we convinced our wives to go to the range with us, and you're immediately like, you turn your wife and you're like, look at this.
Yeah, just yeah.
And her face was great, too. She was like, no.
She's like, no, nope, I'm not going to try that. Like, yo, you have to try it. Come on, just, no, never mind. Let me just steer away from that turn. My mind's getting dark. So what firearm was that 1911?
That was a custom 1911 that Doc had put together for me as a gift one year.
Okay. Shout out to Doc.
So it's on a Rock Island Armory frame, and I know some of the other parts that went into it, but couldn't tell you off the top of my head.
Okay.
It's really nice, though. I've got a couple of 1911s. That's by far my favorite. It's an absolute dream to shoot. Rosie over at CNJFO is a big fan of that particular 1911 too.
Okay. The first thing I noticed was the large amount of low end sound coming out of that thing when I pulled the trigger. It was a boom. Like, it's okay.
So in addition to the difference in size, the other big difference between 9mm and 45 ACP is 45 ACP is inherently sonic, right?
Subsonic.
Where 9mm is supersonic. Yeah. So you're getting more of a thud and less of a crack because you're not breaking the sound barrier.
Supersonic.
Okay. Let me process this now. Subsonic is below the sound barrier. Supersonic is well above the sound barrier.
Correct.
Oh.
Well, not necessarily well above, but above. When you break the sound barrier, you get that crack.
Wow. Okay. For my audio folks down there or out there listening, it's like when you have somebody pulls up behind you and they got like subwoofers and shit, and you can hear their car rattling versus your stock radio. Like, it was a dramatic difference in low end when I pulled the trigger. The gun felt beautiful. Yeah. The gun shot very well. I was, you know, very comfortable with it going from my own 1911 to that thing. I could feel the
sure, mechanically identical. It's just a bigger caliber.
And yeah. I could feel the difference in the grip a little bit wider for the larger caliber. But it's like going from a motorcycle to a different motorcycle. It wasn't too much of a difference for me, except for that one boom. That was the one thing. And watching my little wife take that one shot, you know, let's set the stage. So Bagman sets up one round in the magazine. And it just says, hey, you got to try it. You know, we're all passing things around here. Got to give it a shot. And I saw the gun fire up, and then I saw my wife take three steps back, and I saw her face, and I said, "It's fine, you're safe. It's only one round in there." You know, that was a great courtesy.
Pro tip, so. Yeah. If somebody's trying out something new and they're not comfortable with the caliber or the amount of recoil or anything like that, you only give them one round, because if she's trying to regain control of that firearm, mm-hmm. she may unintentionally fire a second round if it's in there. Mm-hmm. And that's where bad things happen. You know, you blow a hole in the ceiling. There have been cases of people having fatal accidents because of that. So yeah, pro tip is if somebody's new and really not comfortable to the degree that they've got some experience behind the gun, give them just literally one bullet and you don't have to worry about that. Cause the one time they try it, then it's empty.
Yeah. Yeah. That was a good idea, man. Thank you.
But yeah, she looked like an itty bitty Dirty Harry with that thing. It was like, boom. And the gun came straight up. And she was like, okay, we're done here. Thank you.
She did like the Kel-Tec though. That was more her size, I'll say.
Yeah. So well, that was a good plus. And the 22 WMR is 22 long rifle on steroids. You know, mm-hmm. it's a little bit longer, a little bit thicker. Who doesn't like that?
Is the Stuff and Things magazines compatible with anything other than that one firearm, or is it made just for that one?
Yes, it's also compatible with the PMR-30, which is Kel-Tec's pistol that uses the same magazine.
Okay. Okay.
So you could have a 50-round pistola.
Whoa. Let the possibilities flood your mind, ladies and gentlemen.
Extendos.
Whoa.
Right. So you've seen like the 33 round happy sticks that you shove into a Glock.
Yeah.
This starts at 30 rounds and it's a flush fit magazine. And now you're adding a 20 round extension to that to put 50 rounds into the pistol one time.
That's pretty.
You've actually, so when we were at the gun show together last, you looked at the PMR 30 and you were like, what is that weird RoboCop looking shit?
Okay.
And I was like, yeah, welcome to Kel-Tec. Everything is strange looking.
Kel-Tec. I'm just going to Google it real quick so I can look at what we're talking about. PMR 30. Of course, I spelled Kel-Tec totally wrong, but Google knows better. Oh, yeah. Yep. Okay. And yeah, there's the chocolate bar aesthetic.
Mm-hmm.
The PMR 30 22 mag. It's pretty, it's not as wacky as some shit that I've seen. I think the handle being bigger than the barrel looks odd. Not the barrel, but like the hand grip.
Than the slide, yeah.
Versus the grip slide is and
way
everything
bigger
else.
Than the slide, yeah.
Yeah, that aesthetically, because that's how Max's mind works, it looks off. Like it's, yeah.
No, it's fine, baby. Just imagine it like a girl with a big butt and a small chest.
That's exactly what it is. Oh my God. That's exactly what it is. Yeah. She's got a great basement, but no attic. Holy shit.
Oh God.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. Oh, well, that's my review of the PMR 30, ladies and gentlemen. Take that. Wow.
So yeah, Kel-Tec CMR 30 with the accessories from Stuff and Things, highly recommend it. Hopefully things get sorted out with the difference in the charging handle, because I would like to go to the smaller charging handle. I think it looks slick
mm-hmm.
with their low profile charging handles. But even if you only do the mag extension, like the mag extension kicks ass. It's easy to install and includes the oversized spring. So it ran flawlessly over and over and over and over. Yeah, made me very happy.
The process to add the extension, you just slide that bottom panel out, take the old spring out.
You're gonna take your factory magazine, you're gonna slide off the base plate, remove the latch plate, remove the spring, leave the follower in, because that's what goes up against the bullets at the top.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're gonna put your new spring in, slide on the extension. Then in the back, there's a locking plate and a set screw, and that's what holds that all together. And once that's in place, it's rock solid.
And you said that they also...
Let's full disclosure, I did manage to break one.
That's because you're so big.
I think it was a fluke. I think I had a bad one. But maybe. They sent me a replacement right away. And that's not just because, you know, I'm doing the Skunk Works and we're sponsored by them. They do that for anybody.
That's because they have great customer service.
Yes.
That's why. And they'll also sell you a complete one, right?
Yes. So you can, instead of just getting the extension, you can get a complete magazine with the extension installed. That's considerably more expensive, but that's because they're basically including a magazine with it. So yeah.
Yeah. So it probably balances out to about the same price of doing it yourself.
Yeah.
But it's already done. So yeah. It saves people time. It saves people a little bit of tinkering because not everybody is so mechanically inclined to start swapping out springs and slides and stuff. So it's good for the people. Like discount
codes. It's good for the people.
Like discount codes. Yeah.
We got New2Pew.
There you go.
New2Pew at stinkusa.com gets you 10% off site wide. How awesome is that? So you can get that magazine extension 10% off. I don't know what else you want to talk about. I mean, we mentioned Mission First Tactical. Should we give them the coupon code this week for Mission First Tactical?
Slide it in here, homie.
Coupon code BLACKBAG will also get you 10% off everything at missionfirsttactical.com because we're awesome.
Well, that's it for this episode. Be sure to check out the sponsors we mentioned earlier. If you want to join the conversation, you can email us at new2pew@blackbagresources.com. You can check out the website, blackbagresources.com. And if you really want to go deep, you can check out the Black Bag Resources Network and become a part of the community. Thanks for listening.